singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Where would we be without the weather forecast? It's something we rely on every day. In fact, if you're like me, you pretty much live for it. First thing I do in the morning. A lot of data goes into making weather forecasting possible. And how often do you think about where the data actually comes from to make it complete? My next guest plays a small but a pretty important part in collecting Australia's rain data, and the Bureau of Meteorology is awarding him for it today. He's been dubbed Tasmania's Rain Man, and he's been recording precipitation in the state for over 50 years. Peter Jones, welcome to RN Drive, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
So you're in Hobart today to be presented with this award. How did you feel being celebrated by the bomb like this?
Well, flattered, honoured.
Did you know it was coming?
Yes, but I didn't know what I was getting.
I'm intrigued. How does it work? Like, you get given a little note saying you're going to get something. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, I was given a framed certificate. I barely had time to look at it, but it stated the facts that I'd done 50 years or something of collecting the data for the Bureau, and I was given a most magnificent aneroid barometer and a clock mounted on a piece of hewn pine.
Wow.
Yeah, more than I deserve, really.
I don't think so. Let's start, because you started collecting rainfall data how long ago?
Well, unofficially about end of 1959, but not officially until February 1962.
Okay, and the Bureau of Meteorology has an extensive network in place to collect data from all over the country. Tell us what your role is in that network. How does that work, this volunteer network of rain collectors?
All right. I read the gauge daily, and I record that figure in a logbook. And at the end of the month, I fill in one of the forms that the Bureau sends me, and total it, and that gives a monthly rainfall, and I post that off to the Weather Bureau. In the last few weeks, I've been thinking about this, and I see my daily readings and the thousand of other daily readings as a bit like one of those dot paintings of the Aboriginal ladies. One dot means nothing, but when there's a great number of dots and they're arrayed and displayed in some sort of logical form, it makes a picture. So there you are. I never thought I'd see myself as an oil painting, but
you're part of an oil painting.
Yes, that's right.
So you write the number on your shirt cuff. Is that right?
Well, yes, it is.
What, you don't have paper?
Well, paper, you forget it and it goes through the washing machine. But the cuff of the shirt's always there. I always wore my sleeves long. I never turned them up. And it seems as though the ink washes out, although my present wife said it took her, she had to find a dozen washing powders to find one that removed them. But I didn't think it was very amusing or noteworthy, but everybody else seems to.
I like it. I think it's really efficient. I like.
But of course, I learnt that custom in the Navy, because we had to read the big mercury barometer, and that had a gold scale on the side, which accounted for temperature and height above sea level and God knows what else. And we'd read that, and we'd have to record that number, and then subtract it or add it to the main mercury reading. Well, so that there was no mistake, I'd use a pencil and write it on the top of my sailor's hat, and there I could do this addition or subtraction and get the grand total. And you've got to clean your hat every day so it gets cleaned off, you see.
And you've recorded rain data in a number of locations around Tasmania over the years.
Only two.
Two locations.
Yes, well, Kelletier was the first one. That's a tiny farming district south of Wynyard. And I recorded there at the end of 95, and then from about 98, I think, in Spring Beach, well, South Orford it's called, but there'd been recordings taken there for over 60 years.
What have you noticed in all that time of recording the rainfalls? Has there been any trends that have emerged?
I could not see any trends. No, not at all, because As I see it, our weather is going on perhaps 1,000-year cycles, maybe cycles of tens of thousands of years. After all, it's only 10,000 years since the last glaciers were lost off the Central Highlands here. And obviously the world started warming before that to get rid of that ice. And as far as I can see, it's probably still warming. Who knows? And our 20 years or 50 years of recordings are too short a period to pick up trends, I think.
It's funny, isn't it? 50 years feels like a long time, but when you put it in that scale,
yeah,
it's nothing, is it?
Well, I was greatly influenced as a young man by some geologists, and so I became aware of the vastness of geological time.
Mm.
And man is only a blip on the windscreen, so to speak, in that time.
Yeah, it's a blip on the windscreen, all right. Have you got any plans to retire from rain collecting?
No. Oh, I'm looking forward to aiming to get the second barometer in another 48 years.
I hope you do too, Peter, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Peter Jones was awarded a Rainfall Excellence Award by the Bureau of Meteorology. Coming up soon, we're going to be discussing a long-running dispute over a name, Macedonia. I'll be really keen to hear your thoughts on that one too. Stay tuned. 0418 226 576 is the text line.